visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere.
The adverb how, another fun subject. Like most words in English, adverbs are essential. The adverb how is used many different ways. Questions, phrasal verbs, and more. And so today I want to talk about how we use the word how. It's an adverb. And I want to talk about how we use it. I'm going to give you some examples today. One of the fun parts of English is that words can be used so many different ways. The word how is really no exception. In general, the word how is used to form questions. In everyday usage, it's used in positive and negative statements as well. How can be used with both countable and uncountable nouns. As an adverb, how can be used to refer to time, frequency, distance. Indirect questions provide other ways to use the word how. Exclamations contain many variants of the word how. In this lesson, I'll cover these uses with examples and more. Remember that adverbs are just one of the 8 essential parts of the English language. Meeting and greeting are common with the word how. How are you? An answer might be, I'm fine. How about you? This question can be used with the verb do as well. How do you do? That's really older English. It's probably more British English. I would stay away from that if I were you, but I put it in here because very often students hear that in videos and audios and books and so forth. So, how do you do? I would probably stay away from that and maybe use, hey, how are you? When you use, you'll notice that when I'm speaking, I often use the word hey. Probably not the best language to use or English to use, but it's me. And I often do that with friends. If I'm meeting someone for the first time, I'm probably not going to use the word hey. There is an important distinction between these two statements. How are you? Can be used every time we meet someone again and again. How do you do is used just for the first time we meet or are introduced to someone, not again and again. A common misuse of how do you do and how are you doing is not understanding the difference between those two statements. Hey, how are you doing? Implies a temporary condition. In other words, how are you doing these days might be more useful if something has changed. However, in an informal manner, just about anything goes. So examples might be, hey, how are you? Or, hey, how you doing? The last example would be considered rather informal, but it's used, of course, commonly amongst friends. How can be used to ask questions with uncountable and countable nouns. With the verb be, how much is there? Or with the verb do, how much do we have? Countable with the verb to be might be, hey, how many are there? Or with the verb do, how many do we have? Answers using the verb to be might be, well, there isn't much, or there is so much. So is an intensifying adverb, and I used it to help us make the word much a little bit stronger, right? Answers with the verb do might be, we don't have much, or we do have a lot. How can refer to time and distance. An example might be, how much time will it take to finish the job? Or, how long will it take us to get there? For instance, we might say, how far is our destination? Or, how many miles is it to our destination? The word used for frequency might be something like, how often do you visit your family? So again, we're using the adverb how with the other adverb, often. You see how those two help each other, right? How often do you visit your family? Or how frequently do you go to the movies? Indirect questions with how are also common in English. Here is just one example. I wonder how she read that book so quickly. An exclamation might be, how in the world? Or how in the heck? These are informal ways to use the word how as interjections. As you can see, the word how is used many different ways in the English language. Even North American Indians used it to say hello. One simple word can be used so many different ways. Study English every day and learn new vocabulary along with its usage. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere.